Hey guys, this is Alicia.
This is Katie.
And this is episode 13.
Excuse me. Sorry. It's episode 13. And if everything is going according to plan, this will be baby week.
Yes, baby week.
So.
So welcome to Crime Squared, guys. Oh my goodness,
I can't
baby
believe we
week.
made it to 13 episodes.
Oh my gosh, you know what we should have done is planned it out so our episode 13 would have been the same week as Halloween.
We didn't
That
know
would have
that
been
that
neat.
would pan out like that.
I know, but that's okay. I am very excited for the very final episode of October for the weekend of Halloween, though, especially because it's coming out on Halloween. So hopefully that'll be a really good one for us.
I have no idea what I'm doing yet.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
I do. I have been working on it, 'cause especially because it's coming out on Halloween. So,
I probably need to work
yay.
on it, considering I don't know if I'm going to make it to baby week.
Probably. Yeah. But we'll record that one next week, right? Yeah.
Monday, I think.
Yeah. Yeet.
So you guys will
I'm
have to
excited.
show us everything that you're dressing up as, or your families are dressing up as
Yeah, send us
for
some
Halloween, because we want
pictures.
to see all of them.
That would be fun.
And I am not dressing up this year, unless baby comes early, unless you call a mom on a couch, breastfeeding, looking like a bum, is dressing up. Then I'm dressing
Hey,
up.
I feel you there. I feel you there.
Lincoln
I don't think I'm
is
dressing
going
up this year.
to be Lincoln's going to be Woody. But I haven't found any kind of shirts for Mike to wear. So I might just
Yeah.
give him my Pizza Planet shirt to wear.
I think Ariana's told us what she
We'll
wants to
see.
be, but I don't think we've really. Like, I always tell her, make sure you tell me in advance so I can make sure I order it or whatever. And I know she's talked about a couple different ones, but she didn't tell me what she wanted, like, for sure to be. So.
Are you dressing
And I'm
Jordan
not
up?
dressing up. Yeah, I think his aunt actually, Vicky, my sister, sent him some pumpkin little booties and a little outfit and hat, so I'm sure he'll just be a pumpkin. Yeah, we're
That'll
excited,
be cute.
mainly because I really love my absolute favorite part about Halloween is confiscating all of Ariana's candy. Well, however
Oh,
old
yeah.
she is that year, she gets to pick that many. And if she was really good that night, I'll surprise her and be like, you can have an extra handful of candy. And then that's candy she gets to keep wherever she wants. Like that is hers and she can eat whenever, however many pieces at a time. But besides that all comes to us. And I have like half the bag that night and then I'm miserable.
We got lucky, at least so far we have, because Lakin doesn't like chocolate. So he'll take like the sprees and the pixie sticks and all that kind of stuff. And then Mike and I will take all the chocolate. And like even last year when we were walking around, he got a huge like king size Almond Joy.
Oh my gosh.
Opened it and he took like a tiny little nibble of it. He's like, ew. No, and he handed it to me, and I was like, hell yeah.
I love Almond Joys. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He doesn't like chocolate, he doesn't like coconut, anything like that. He's not a big sweets kid in general, even like
That's all right,
lollipops.
though. Yeah.
He will take like 10 licks of it and be like, I'm all done.
He actually licks his lollipops.
Okay.
Really? Every child I've ever known has always taken like two licks and they just start chomping away.
No, he's not. He doesn't like to chew on hard stuff like that.
Well, that's good. I'm sure his dentist appreciates that.
Hasn't been to the dentist yet.
Oh, really?
I don't think he would sit well.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't sit well for a haircut, I can't imagine what it would be like at the dentist.
No, I think we're gonna wait until like kindergarten age. Because otherwise, I don't think that he'll sit well, and he brushes his teeth really well.
Yeah.
So
It's not
we
like he
just
has any
started him on
rotting
a
teeth. You're
fluoride
not
toothpaste.
concerned.
No, I'm not concerned. I
Yeah, that's not bad.
just lost the lid to my pen. Here it is. Okay. So mine is kind of a gross story this week, but I'm pretty sure it's your turn, right?
Yes, I think so. I was just going to ask you that.
Okay.
Awesome. I will get
I'm
started.
pretty sure it is.
Mine is okay, it's called El Paso's Boot Hill. So obviously it's in El Paso, Texas. And it at one point was called Rancho Concordia, because after some time it actually got changed to, I mean, it's not, its nickname was El Paso's Boot Hill, but it was Concordia Cemetery. So at one point there was also a Catholic church that was built on the property, and that was called San Jose de Concordia El Alto, which means like of the highest. There are over 60,000 people buried there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's pretty big, and it's all sectioned out. So it's over 52 acres. It was built in the 1840s. I should have checked to see when the church was built, but I don't remember. The cemetery was built in the 1840s by Hugh and Juana Stephenson. And in 1856, Juana died. She was actually the very first person that was buried there. And she died to an infection after being gored by a pet deer. So I kind of tried
Being
looking that up.
gored by a pet deer.
Gored, yeah. So Jess explained it to me as basically a deer pierced her with their antlers. Kind of like bulls, you know, if a bull's
Yeah.
horn pierces or something like that. I guess that the actual term for that is gored, which I did not know that. So,
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know they
yeah,
did
I
that.
mean, I didn't know that deer did that. So I'm assuming, so I was really confused with that statement because being gored by a pet deer. So she had pet deer. So she was
Oh, that's
gored, like she
weird.
was killed by one of her pets.
I completely glazed over the
Yeah.
pet part.
So like to me, I guess if a deer is going to gore someone, maybe like defending like their babies or family. I don't know what a pack of
Yeah.
deer is called, but like to me, that's what came to my head. But then when you see pet deer, like was this a pet or she was trying to pet it? I don't know. But either way, a deer's antlers killed her. So she was buried there. And I have a list actually of quite a few people that have been buried there. So it's kind of historical. I think at one point it was a historical site, but there has been a lot of people that have been buried there, and then they relocated their bodies, so like their remains and all that. So I don't know if it's still a historical like landmark site type of thing. I mean, this place is massive. There's 52 acres of buried bodies, and it has all kinds of groups. So, after some time that the cemetery was built, groups of people came in and bought like chunks of it. So, there's designated areas for certain groups of people. That was in 1890, I believe. So, there's like a section for Jewish people, there's a section for the local poor folks there, there's a section for Black people. There's a section for military personnel. There's a section for city folk, for county people, for Catholics, for non-Catholics, for let's see. I always butcher
Whatever
this
floats
word.
your boat.
Jesuit? Is that
What?
Jesuit?
Jesuit?
JES. Yeah, I can't say that word.
I
I
was like,
even put in
what
my
is she
notes like
trying to say?
pronunciation words. I couldn't figure it out. So yeah, that and a lot of Chinese folks. So the Chinese folks actually had
Want
no, I can't.
Try,
Jesse
try.
kept saying it, and I kept typing out like you know how you phonetically say things. I have
Yeah.
like 10 different ways of how to say it, and I still got it
Jesuit.
wrong. Jesuit.
No, not jizz. Jesuit.
Yeah, Jesuit.
Yeah, not altogether.
Jesuit.
No, that was
I
different.
can't do
Okay, enjoy.
Anyways, a good chunk of the land went, of the cemetery areas went to Chinese folks. And a lot of people, I guess, were surprised about that back in the day, but a lot of them came over and were actually working on the railroad. And then over some time, they started marrying Mexicans. And so there's a lot of like
You glazed
Juan.
over that so casually.
Well, Because I was reading it and I was like, well, it makes sense. Okay, whatever. And then I saw, like, I think there was a name. It was like Huan Chang. And I was like, what? Huan Chang.
That's exactly what
That's.
I was thinking.
And then there was
Like,
a Maria Zhong. And so, like, I went back and, like, started reading. I was like, oh, okay. So they were, like, marrying each other. And so then it became, like, a normal thing. I got it. Especially because
it still
back then,
doesn't
like,
sound normal.
interracial and all of that was just very abnormal. So I mean, I'm sure that a lot of these Chinese folks were like, well, we're the outcasts, even though there's a bunch of us here. So they kind of started marrying Mexicans and made it more normal, I guess. I don't know. Back then, anyways, I mean, now you see everyone with anyone and you see all types of
Right.
different type of things. But so let's see. Okay, so there was a gunslinger, and if you know of any of these people, let me know, because I hadn't heard of a lot of these people, and so I was super shocked at a lot of these historic people that were actually very popular. Like, a couple of these people were even in, like, textbooks and stuff because of how old it was and kind of like their cause or whatever, their case. So it was gunslinger John Wesley Hardin from 1895. He died kind of in a shootout in some saloon. So his body is buried there. His family wanted to move his, I think it was like his great grandkids. I wanted to move his remains to Nixon, Texas, but the judge was like, nope, like everything. Like, he was a criminal. He had been in and out of jail. He had supposedly admitted to killing over 42 men, but he was very known to exaggerate things. So I think he was only really, like, charged with killing at like 20, maybe 21 people.
Still enough.
Yeah, so it's still a lot. But one of the times when he was released from a jail facility for, like, just being done, and he served a sentence from back then, he had actually became a lawyer. And so, yeah. I mean, that's very common, right?
That.
You go to jail for a while for killing someone, and then you're like, well, you know what? I want to be a good person now. I want to be a lawyer, and then continue to kill people and go back to jail. Okay, that's fine.
I was gonna say, I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
So his gravesite is actually surrounded by a cage because he and his family were very concerned with people wanting to dig up his corpse. So I attached a crap ton of photos in my notes because every website that I looked. It was really neat to see, like, the separation. And I mean, when you go into a cemetery here in the US, it's usually, I shouldn't say here in the US because I have not been to very many cemeteries, but, like, from back home in Nebraska, I mean, it's, nice grass or maybe even, like, just dirt everywhere, but it's still, like, it's taken care of. Like, somebody takes care of the cemetery.
Yeah, like
Not
a
so much in the
groundskeeper.
South. Not so much in the South.
No.
Especially in Mexico. I mean, I remember going to the cemetery to visit my stepdad's mom, maybe grandma. I don't know. I was like 12. I don't remember who it was, but I mean, the ground is all uneven. There's cemeteries, or there's plots where people were buried, but they also, after they covered it with dirt, there was still, like, I don't know, a good 2, 3 feet of cement. And then it was like the wording, and then it was their plot. So it was like a risen gravesite. I don't know. It was really different. And I'll show you pictures. My aunt actually just sent me some pictures of my great grandparents on my mom's side. One of their kids, so it would be like my great aunt and uncle, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out some of my ancestry things. So I've been asking some of my family members, but my grandma's brothers. Burial site is actually like you walk into it. So he's buried, but you can, like, they built this little hut almost, so you can go into it and sit there and, like, pray and talk to him, and do whatever you do when you go to visit your family members in the cemetery. But his is locked, and only one person has a key, and apparently that's his, like, one of the siblings of the family. So not everybody
Isn't
can
there
go
a
and
name
actually,
for
like, sit in
those?
there. Honestly, I don't know. I've never actually buried a family member, so I know, like, nothing about it. Let's see if I can send this to you quick.
Trying to think of the name of it. Anyway.
Okay, so I sent you the one that my, this is just one for my family members. This isn't, I don't think it's quite. Oh, here's one of my grandma. I'll send you that one too. So I really don't know how often my grandma's able to go visit. I think it's her brother, or actually it might be her dad. I don't really know.
Mausoleum.
A what?
A mausoleum.
Mausoleum. Okay. Well, so
Cemetery I
cemeteries
was
are
thinking of.
all kinds of different. So it's not always, pretty grass taking care of everything. So, and this one would. So I'm also sending
Yeah,
you
that's a
my
mausoleum.
mausoleum. Yeah, okay. I didn't know
Yeah.
that there was a word for that. So that, but
Yeah, it's like a house and then you can bury multiple people in it.
except for from what I know, it's just one so far. So it might be something like my great grandparents bought it for like them and then their kids, maybe. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I have never been to this particular one for my family, so I don't know. But okay, I just sent you my story. So this particular cemetery is like there's chunks where it's just dirt, and then you can see some plots. And then there's other ones, like the military one is like very nice concrete, and then the individual plots, like it looks like it's very in order, like it should be for, being in the military. And there's other ones that kind of just give you the EBGBs. And then there's even like a infant nursery section, because, and we'll talk more about that towards the end. But there's an infant section because in 1918 it was the Spanish flu, and a lot of babies died during that epidemic. So there's a lot with that as well, but we'll kind of get to that point. So yes, there is a cage around his gravesite, and his gravesite burial site is one of the most visited, because, I mean, he was famous, obviously not for positive reasons because he says he killed over 42 people, but his area is still one of the most visited. So he's buried there, and so is the person that killed him. His name is John Selman. And that's the one that they kind of got into a shootout at some saloon. Texas Ranger Ernest St. Leon, and then Florida Wolf, also known as Lady Flo. She was very fluent in Spanish. She was an African American woman. She was apparently one of the most glamorous, most resilient women that ever lived in Texas. She was married to an Irish man named Lord Duval James Beresford, I believe is how you say his name. And so I thought it was really interesting that she is African American. And let's see, she died of tuberculosis in 1913. So she's African American. And at this point, biracial, interracial, however you say that, couples is not very common, and it's not very accepted yet in that time.
Right.
She married an Irish man that owned a lot of cotton fields.
Oh, so it's like
Yeah. So that was really interesting to me. I mean, I could have done some more research on that part, but I really wanted to go on with a lot of these other people that were also buried there, because there's a lot of very, very historical people that were buried here. There were a lot of war veterans, a lot of civic leaders. There was even a burial site for Mexican Revolutionary President Victoriano Huerta. In 1916, he was buried there, but then he was actually moved to Evergreen Cemetery, and that is a historical mark. Also, Mexican Revolutionary leader Pascual Orozco, but then he was also moved to Chihuahua. I don't know why a lot of these people ended up getting relocated. To me, I mean, I don't know if back then people really talked about, when I die, I want you to put my body here. I want to be cremated and spread my ashes here. I don't know if people were really particular about that. Whereas nowadays, I mean, I know last week we talked about how when we are cremated, like we want to be cremated. We don't want to just sit in dirt and rot away type of thing. So apparently now,
It might
it's
not have been
obviously a
an
lot more
option back
common.
then either.
Yeah. But I mean, even like now, like I don't want people fighting over my ashes, like I don't, and if I get buried, I don't want people to be like, well, we're moving, so we're taking her with us, and we're gonna relocate her body to another cemetery. Like, that's just weird. It's weird voodoo to me.
That's my biggest thing. Like, I don't have like a hometown. So it's like where would I get buried? Like Mike would obviously want to get buried in Hastings, but I don't feel any kind of connection there. So that's why we just decided on being cremated. Just
Yeah.
burn me and throw me in the ocean. Call it a day. Don't worry
Yeah.
about me.
I think that my sisters want to get cremated. I haven't asked my mom. I don't talk to her about that kind of stuff, but both of my sisters, I'm sure, would want to. I mean, I think Vicky would maybe donate her body to science, maybe. But for the most part, I think we're all on the same page about getting cremated. But then it comes to, well, who gets to keep our ashes? Like, Jesse doesn't want to carry my ashes around. And I'm sure Nana and Jordan
I
wouldn't
also
want to
find that
carry
to be
my
bad
ashes.
voodoo
To carry ashes?
to keep ashes in your house. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Vicky has, like, we have Sunny and Casella's ashes, but, I mean, our dogs. But I told Jesse, I was like, you can just scatter, like, have them burn my foot separately and scatter my foot at the beach. And then the rest of me, you can bury my ashes with the tree that we planted at the Beamer Barn when we got married. And he's like, oh, okay, like that's not too bad, because he wants to be buried like after he's cremated with the tree, because I mean, Jesse loves trees, and I mean, the only
I
really,
don't think they can burn different body parts
I
separately.
know, but I mean, I was just telling him that
You
how
can
much I love the
separate some
beach.
out.
But so I mean, basically, we were just talking about how, you know, when we die, we don't want to be buried like that, and we want to be cremated first of all, and then what do you do with ashes? Like,
True.
people back in the day apparently got relocated all the time, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know that I really wanted to find out why, because I feel like it's pretty selfish of the family to be wanting to bring up somebody's remains when they're, I mean,
It's
like, let
not
their
peaceful
soul
at all.
be. Yeah, like, they're gone. Let them just be. You can always come back and visit if it's that important to you, because people are going to move them closer to where they are. And then do you go visit them more because you moved their body? Like, that also has to be bad voodoo for you to dig up somebody's body, relocate them, and then not even go see them. Like, what the hell?
And change their resting place. Like, what happens
Yeah.
if their soul is, if you believe in this kind of stuff? What
Yeah.
happens if their soul is looking for their body and then all of a sudden it's not there? Because you moved it. You really just royally fucked them. Now they're just wandering the earth, being like, where the hell's my body? You
Yep.
never
And that's how
know.
you get haunted for life.
Exactly. Just don't mess with that stuff. If they did, they did. Leave them
Yeah,
alone.
just leave them be. Light a candle or something if you really are thinking about them.
Talk to the bird in your backyard.
Okay, so that all happened, and we talked about the Chinese hoax. Okay, so the infant area. So there were a lot of unmarked graves due to the Spanish flu because of all the babies. So mind you, this area in Texas had a lot of dust storms. So even if they were slightly marked, you know, because most of these infant areas, people weren't going to be forking out a crap ton of money to have a nice plot for their babies. Not that that wasn't important, but I think it was more of, I mean, things were pretty tight money-wise in this time frame. And then on top of that, being, you know, going on with the Spanish flu, it's not like people had just thousands and thousands of dollars just sitting around waiting to be utilized for something like this, you know? And then once the plot kind of got rushed away, or whatever you want to call it, with the dust storm, unless you went to go look at the cemetery area very regularly, you wouldn't have known which one was which after some time. So it's not like you're going to go and remark one, you know? Because they
Because
all
they
pretty
don't take
much look
care
the
of
same.
them.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So yeah, it was super sad. But in the notes, there's also one like around Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead time. People will go and like put like a crib or like baby dolls and bottles around like the infants area. So I
Yeah.
mean, usually, like, you know, if you go to a cemetery, you're usually going to see one particular person or area burial site. But if you're going to see like a baby section, like, you're going to kind of mourn all the babies, because babies are innocent,
Yeah.
you know, and a little more personal. So there were a lot of unmarked graves. Okay, so here's where some of the spookiness comes out in this area. There's a church on the property. So there have been a lot of moms that have gone through that have had C-sections, and they always say that, particularly when they walk through the C-section area or the baby area, they feel like sensation on their scar from the C-section.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
creepy.
Yeah. So
We
there
aren't
was
going there.
actually,
Don't put that
yeah,
on the list.
I know. There
I
was
don't want to do
actually quite
that.
a few articles of I think I don't remember what her name was. I want to say it was something Flores. But she went through the whole cemetery, kind of like toured it because this cemetery allows nightly tours. And I mean it's all chained up. Like there's like a one entrance and it's like a massive gate and then chained up at night. So there, I mean it's open year round, but it's chained up so you can only visit it during certain hours during the day. So at night when they do these tours, moms that have had C-sections always say that they feel like this weird sensation, like tickling, like someone's touching it, but in a non-threatening way. And so these moms say that it's, you know, the infant's area. That's the only area on the cemetery premises that they feel the sensation.
No. Can we skip that? If that's a no, that's a hard no.
I know. So there's also a really strong spirit presence. So apparently sometimes they have people that come in and clean up a lot of the trees since there's trees kind of like throughout the cemetery area. And spirits are known to play in the trees apparently. And so whenever people would work on the trees and kind of trim up some limbs and whatever from storms that comes through, even with the dust and all that, that after some time they can actually hear like the spirits playing. And these spirits happen to be very, very strong around the infant area. So it's almost like you can either
For
hear like
kids.
the babies crying or talking or just playing, or you know, since you're messing with their trees, since they're like, I guess that the trees is like their playground. Since they don't have a playground anymore, they play up among the trees. And so they're literally cutting their playground down, basically. So there's a lot of
Oh,
kids that take it,
that
you
went
know, a
from
little more
creepy to
serious.
sad.
Yeah. So that's why I said it's kind of eerie because I don't know. Like the kids thing is just always, I don't know if cemeteries generally have just like a kid section, but
I don't
I
think
feel
so. I
like.
think if you buy, you just buy a plot and that's where it goes.
Okay. And I don't know if that was something that was just specifically done in this cemetery since it's so freaking huge. But like that would just be really hard to go through the kids section. Just, I mean, innocent babies. That's just sad.
Also, if I was
I
going to
don't know.
bury a baby, I would want them to be buried wherever I'm going to be buried
Yeah.
so they could be close by.
But I mean, obviously back in the day, it's not like they planned it, especially with the Spanish flu just coming in and sweeping everyone away, you know?
Right.
So there
True.
was that with the trees and the kids. There was apparently a lot of orbs, whether you're taking pictures when you're touring it, like during the daytime, people have seen orbs. Just most people see orbs and they're like, oh, well, so and so, like that's their presence. But a lot of the times, it's just like you just see them, a lot of them, like clusters of orbs throughout the cemetery when you're
They're all
looking
just
just
hanging
among
out.
it. Yeah. So a lot of people said that it wasn't necessarily like a creepy thing that they felt uncomfortable, but just that they know that there are spirits that are very active there. There's also a lot of Satanists that conduct evil rituals there.
What
Apparently,
the
it's
hell?
believed that they have connections with the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez,
No.
because apparently when Richard was growing up, well, when he was younger, I don't want to say growing up because I cannot confirm. I do not know what age it was that he was going there. It was just said that when he was younger, he would sneak out and he would frequent this particular cemetery a lot. So a lot of
Oh,
Satanists,
I
because
definitely don't want to go there now.
yeah, I mean, and Richard Ramirez says that he's gone back and forth a few times. I don't know if you guys have seen that Netflix series, but there's times where he says he is all about the devil and worships him, and then there's times where he says he is the devil and that he's working for him, and there's times where, nah, I was just saying that. Like, dude, that shit crazy. If you have not watched it, you need to. I don't know if it's still on Netflix anymore, actually, now that I think about it. I don't know if that was just a limited series, but either way, dude is batshit crazy.
Find
And so a
it
lot of Satanists
somewhere.
think that, yeah, they think that they are able to talk with him and with other evil spirits, because they all have that in common. They are also a
That's
lot of
creepy.
dark, there's a lot of dark lurking figures that you can see at random times, but specifically at sunset, apparently. There's a couple pictures of that. I was looking through freaking all over the internet. There's a lot of pictures on the internet about these figures, like over like by trees, by cemetery, like the plots, by like the entrance, and a lot of them just look like it's just like a shadow, like it's just like it happens to be in that lighting that it looks like there's something there, but a lot of it like really looks like, come on, like you'd Photoshop something there, like I don't see shit. But then the one that I put in the show notes, there I definitely see that there's one there. There was another one that I found that kind of looked like it was somebody riding a horse. Kind of like the figure, like it was an action type of thing, if that makes sense. So a lot of these spirits, like when they capture these pictures of these dark looking figures, it almost looks like they're in motion. Like they're not sitting in place. Like you go to take their picture, and like, oh
That's
shit, you can
creepy.
see me. So then they start to move, you know? But I mean, there's only two pictures that I saw that I could see something there, but the one that I put in here was like it gave me the bejeebies.
I'm trying to look
I
it up, but
mean,
I can't open it while we're recording.
let's see.
That's
There's
okay.
said to be a spirit of Lady in White that they think is either Lady Flo or the Gunslinger. Apparently, the Gunslinger spirit is extremely cranky, and he roams the cemetery a lot at night.
Same, bro, same.
Which, I mean, considering his family has tried to relocate him, and then there's a lot of hearsay as to yes, he actually did this or no, he didn't. So I'm sure that he is just not happy about how his name is being talked about in the world. So I'm sure
Leave
he's
alone,
extremely
I'm
cranky.
dead.
But that's what happens when you admit to killing over 42 people. People are going to
Right.
talk some shit about you.
You kind of
So
brought that upon yourself.
yeah. So there's, I mean, I said earlier the kids and the trees and in their particular area, but you can also hear just kids throughout the entire cemetery, like just laughing and playing. Like it's just a spirit, a presence that you can just feel. But that's like you can definitely tell from what I've seen and read between actual adults, presence versus kids and like a gentle, innocent type of vibe.
Can you see that?
Yes, I can. And that was not there the whole time.
Try to cl clean it off my screen. It's not on the screen.
It?
Anyway, for
Yeah,
those of you that are watching the video, there's clearly some little thing right here. I don't know what
that's weird.
it is.
Is it maybe the reflection from the light? Oh,
Yeah, I
my.
think that's what it
Woohoo!
I got real creeped out for a second there. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing to me?
We talked about orbs a little too much.
Let's move along here.
Earlier, when I was okay, so when we first started recording, and I said that Jesse and Jordan were both sleeping, they had been sleeping for like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes. And I started reading some more information about the tree and the playground for like the kids and the spirits and stuff. And Jordan was out, like he was out drooling. And all of a sudden, he like sits up, like, I mean, he's sleeping on his stomach. He looks right up at me, opens his eyes, and he's just like dead focused on me. And then all of a sudden, he smiles and lays his head back down. I'm like, ooh,
Creepy.
I can't read stuff about baby stuff. My baby right here. Nope. So there's also been people that have said that they can hear horses trotting and soldiers like guns going off, like kind of in the background. And that is said to have been from some of the military personnel that died during war. And then there's apparently
Makes
also
sense.
a vortex area in the very middle of the cemetery. Apparently, people feel like they're just being sucked right in. And so I looked to see what people really defined as being sucked in. And it was more or less literally being sucked in, like more towards the middle. So if you're already in the middle of the cemetery and you're being sucked in more towards the middle, towards the ground, like you just feel like somebody's pushing and pulling on you to kind of pull you more in that direction. But they didn't say anything else after that. So I don't, I
Oh,
mean, yeah, that's
weird.
freaky, but I mean, you don't feel like anyone was actually hurting you. So I don't know. But there was all kinds of stuff in there. But I mean, as you can see from some of the pictures, some areas were very well taken care of, and there was others where it was just a
Not so
cemetery. But
much.
I'm sure that a lot of the grass that, I mean, if you were going to have that entire cemetery covered in grass, you would have to have constant not supervision, but somebody to take care of
Maintenance.
it. Yeah, because I mean, you're literally like in Texas. Like, I'm sure that, you know, it's not like rainstorms happen very often in this particular area.
Right.
Oh, there's one. Oh, I forgot about the picture with the cemetery. There's a plot, and you can see like a figure, somebody's face right behind it. I forgot about that one. Yeah, some of the pictures in here are pretty eerie. But I love that the military one was very well taken care of. I mean, there's patriotic flags everywhere, and it just looks very taken care of, very respected. I mean, I think all burial spots should be taken care of and respected, but I mean, when it's military personnel, especially when they died fighting for your freaking country, they deserve like that much extra
Yeah,
attention,
they
you
should have
know?
somebody assigned to be taking care of those.
And from the looks of it in those pictures, somebody is definitely doing their job. I mean, it even looks like they power wash the floor. Like, it looks great. There's
It's
even
so
like,
weird
there's.
how every section is so different.
But I mean, people like groups of people literally bought these chunks specifically for their groups of people. Like, there's even a chunk where it has like a rock wall, and that's all the Chinese. You can see the
I
Chinese
saw
writing
that, yeah.
on the plots. Is that what they're called? I keep saying that. I hope I'm saying it right. Like the tombstone type thing, the plot.
Yeah, it's a tombstone.
Yeah. Okay. But
Like
yeah.
their
So.
nameplate.
Yeah. Nameplate. I mean, in the baby one with the crib, I mean, that's a nice ass crib
That's
that they put on
eerie.
there
That's
too.
creepy. I don't think I could put a
Yeah.
crib there.
I mean, I couldn't, but man, could you imagine mourning a baby like that? I mean, there's even like little
No.
ones around it that have like little flowers and a cross. Like, that's just, you should never have to bury your own baby anyways, but I mean,
No.
doing so, I'm sure that probably made that mama really, really happy to see that. But that is the story of El Paso's Boot Hill Concordia Cemetery.
Ooh.
I
That's the
like that
first
one. I think,
cemetery one you've done, right?
yeah. I mean, I love hearing about cemeteries because thankfully I have been lucky and not ever had to bury a loved one like that. Like, I've been to funerals for some close friends, but besides losing our dogs, like I've never lost anyone close to me like that, thank God. But hearing about like hauntings and stuff like that, I don't know, I like creepy stuff like that, so I enjoy it. But I mean, it's different when you hear of, you know, a presence of an adult that kind of makes you feel uncomfortable versus a kid. Like, you know, it's just an innocent kid. Like, really, what wrong did they do in their 7 years of life when they're seven, or, you know, even an infant? But yeah, I like that one.
That's good. Just wait until you work for one. No, you probably never will.
No, I will not. Nope, never.
I said that, and then I did.
I would have to have somebody on the phone with me my entire shift.
It's not that creepy if you work there during the day.
Well, probably not during the day.
That's what I did.
Also, I did not. When people say, how did you say it a couple weeks ago when you worked the night
What are you talking
shift,
about?
but when you work at a
Graveyard?
cemetery overnight, yeah, the graveyard, but what did you call it? You said something about how you like
Don't know
when
what
I
you're
think about
referring
it
to.
later, I'll say it. But you said something about when you worked at the graveyard, but it was like the night shift of the grave. I don't remember how you said it. But I had a
Like the
friend.
night watch?
Yeah, that's not what it was. I don't
Because
know.
I
When I
wasn't
think
on
about it
that. We
later.
didn't have one.
When I think about it later, I guess I'll text you
We'll
because I
circle
can't
back
remember
around
now.
to it.
It's in my mind.
Okay, so I did Louisiana this
Oh,
week.
yay.
And there's trigger warning for torture and murder horror.
Oh,
Just
great.
for okay, so anybody that gets really creeped out by torture kind of stuff. At the end, you might just want to just skip the end. Just fair warning. So I did Madame Lawlery. So she
Okay.
started out as Marie Delphine McCarthy, and she was born March 19th, 1787, in New Orleans, Louisiana. She was later referred to as Madame LaLaurie after her third marriage, but before then was also known as Madame Blanc, so the White
I've
Madame.
heard that name before somewhere.
I actually brought this one up to you while I was there.
Oh, okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah. So she was married three times. The first marriage was in 1800 to Don Ramon de Lopez y Angulo, a high-ranking Spanish royal officer. After the Seven Years' War, Don was called back to Spanish court, and while en route to Spain, the madam was pregnant and Don fell ill. So they
Oh.
had a stopover in Havana and he suddenly died while they were stopped
Oh.
over there.
What was he sick with?
We don't know. He just
Oh.
suddenly died.
And what year was this?
So 1800.
Okay.
So
So
it
it's
could
not
have
like
been
they could just
anything back
whip
then.
together an autopsy and figure
No.
it out.
So after he died, Madame gave birth to Marie Borgia, Borgia Delphine Lopez y Angulo de la Candelaria, or her
Candelaria.
nickname was Borquita.
Puerquita. Puerquita, like little piggy.
Was a Borquita.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Did I say that right?
Yeah,
Borquita?
well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
white way. I'm trying here, okay? The second marriage took place in 1808 to Jean Blanc, who was a banker, merchant, lawyer, and legislator. He was a busy
Dang.
dude.
Yeah, knack of all trades there, huh?
And Madame
What did he
gave
do on his
birth
side
to.
job? On his free time.
That was probably the banker part. That was
How
probably
many
part
kids
time.
did he really have? How often did he travel?
Four.
Nah, okay.
With her, he had four. Jean was the dad. And the kids' names were Marie Louise Pauline, Louise Marie Larie,
Wow, way to be different there.
Marie Louise Jean, and Jean Pierre Pauline Blanc.
They just want to keep all these family names going? Jesus.
Yeah. So he died in 1816, so 8 years after they were married. And then the third marriage took place in 1825. He was a physician and his name was Leonard Louis Nicholas. This is the most American name. In 1831, Madame bought the property at 1140 Royal Street in New Orleans, which she mainly managed in her own name and did not involve her husband in the home life at all.
Oh,
So she just
can people still
bought.
visit this place? Is it still a
Wait for
house? Oh,
it. Don't jump ahead, lady.
okay.
So she just bought the land at that point. So then a year later, she built a two-story home with an attached slaves quarter. And
Oh.
after its construction, excuse me, her two daughters and her husband all lived there with her while she maintained her status in society. So she was like a lady of society.
Okay. I was like, and what was her job?
No, she was just like a wife, and she went and did like, she was a socialite basically of the 1800s.
So basically, an Instagram influencer.
Yeah, kind of. But
Yeah,
of back
insert extreme eye roll.
then. So shortly after moving into the home, there were many issues in Madame and John's marriage. And in November of 1832, Madame requested from the district court for a separation from her husband and claimed he treated her in such a manner as to render their living together unsupportable. She never said like he
Oh.
beat her or anything like that, just that basically they didn't get along. The
But your
court
mind
granted
starts
her.
to wonder.
Right.
I mean, it really
The
can't
crayon.
be that. I cannot stand his pencil always being on the counter. Like, I just cannot handle it anymore.
You know what I thought of? Do you watch Sex and the City at all?
No.
Okay, well, the one with brown hair, she's like very preppy. I don't remember her name. She married a Jewish dude who would walk around the house butt ass naked. And he had tea bags. So every time he made a cup of tea, he took his tea bag and he would just lay it on the counter
Oh my
or
gosh,
lay it
that
on
would
the
drive me
side table,
bonkers.
like wherever. And then he went to go sit with his cup of tea, butt ass naked on a white couch, and she wigged out, which I would have too.
Yeah. I
But
mean, I would be very hung up on just a tea bag being laid out anywhere, but yeah, it's the white couch, butt naked would also drive me
he was teabagging two different kind of tea bags because he's butt naked.
bonkers.
Oh
Oh my gosh. That very
was right off
executed. Good job.
Oh, anyway, so the court granted her this separation, but it didn't seem to be permanent as he was present on the day of a event that happens later on in the story. The way that Madame LaLaurie treated her slaves has left many with mixed emotions and several horror stories. So, while out in public at events with her slaves, it appeared that she treated them normally for slaves of that time, but they had grueling appearances. Records have shown that between 1830 and 1834, hang on, did I just? Okay, sorry, I thought I skipped ahead. I did not. So, records have shown between 1830 and 1834, at least 12 slaves died in her care and under her household. No cause of death is mentioned for these slaves, but many chalked it up to disease during the time, which was not uncommon, but 12 during 4 years is a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, holy shit.
Yeah. So four of those deaths were children. So a
Oh.
third of the deaths were children.
Oh, so sad.
Sorry, I have a frog in my throat or something. So during care of one of the neighbors saw Madame LaLaurie punishing a young slave girl. Who was about 8 years old. She chased her up onto the roof, and this 8-year-old fell to her death. The reason for this being said that the young girl was brushing her hair and caught a knot when Madame flew out of the chair, chasing her.
Oh my gosh. That is awful.
So because of this incident and its public sighting and knowledge, Madame LaLaurie was then investigated by local authorities and was forced
Oh,
to
good.
forfeit nine of her slaves because of the mistreatment. These slaves were bought back by her friends and relatives, however, and then they went right back into her care.
Okay, first of all, why do you need over, well, why do you need that many slaves? That's a lot. Holy cow.
For a two-story house.
I mean, is this like a two-story mansion?
No. I mean, it's pretty big, but
So,
not that big. It was just her husband and two kids that lived there. It was four people.
that's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. I could go on and on about how ridiculous it is at any point in life to have had slaves, but it pisses me off even more in this type of a situation because this bitch legit had a slave to freaking brush her damn hair. Like, come on. How fucking lazy are you, Miss High Socialite? Get the fuck out of here. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
So in 1834, a fire broke out at the residence that was started in the kitchen.
By a slave.
This is the event that her husband, separated husband, was present for. The fire was started by a 70-year-old slave that had been chained to the stove by her ankle and starved. She
What
was
the hell?
trying to die by suicide, but was unsuccessful. She said she was
Oh.
fearful of being punished and that slaves that went to the utmost floor never came back. So the second story never came
Oh.
back. I told you it was a bad one. I told you.
My heart aches. Well, my
It's only gonna get worse.
this was
Okay, are you ready? Take a deep breath.
No, I have a Kleenex. I'm
You
prepared, I think.
might want a bucket too.
Oh, Jesus. When you texted me
So,
to have a drink for you, I'm like, I'm not drinking at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. I think I should have listened.
it's not even to the worst part.
Okay,
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
continue on.
So bystanders tried to enter the slave quarters, but Madame Lawlery refused to give them the key. They wanted to make sure any and all slaves were safely evacuated because of the fire and the smoke and everything that goes along with it. So they took matters into their own hands and they broke down the door.
Good.
Once the quarters were open, they found seven slaves in horribly mutilated positions.
Mutilated?
Some of the slaves had their necks suspended while others had limbs stretched and torn from their bodies.
Oh.
And some of them had been imprisoned in this state and abused for months before they were found by the bystanders.
Dude, that is awful. That is so sad.
One of the bystanders that was later called to talk about what he saw, and I changed some of the language because it's not appropriate in today's society. And these were all black slaves. A woman with an iron collar around her neck, and another older woman who had received a deep head wound and was so weak she was unable to walk. This bystander's last name was Congi, I think is how you say it. Questioned the husband about the slaves and their state, to which the husband replied, "Some people had better stay at home rather than come to others' houses to dictate laws and meddle with other people's business."
So he was completely okay with
This,
it.
yeah, this to me mean meant that the husband either took part of it or he was fine with whatever his wife was doing.
That's
Like he knew
awful.
about it to be able to say something like that.
That's awful.
Another story that was floating around was that the slaves were emaciated and had signs of being flayed with a whip.
What does
Like, you know how
emaciated
you
mean?
emaciate, like, so nutritionally starved that, like, they have the bulging stomachs. So, like,
Okay.
your body is eating itself to stay alive, basically. They were constrained in a way that affected their posture, and some wore spiked iron collars, which kept their heads from being able to move. So they weren't able to like stand up straight or move how they should be able to move, and the bodies like got stuck in that position.
That's awful.
Soon the news spread fast of how Madame Lawlery had been treating her slaves. Louisiana was one of the few places that did have rules and restrictions on the conduct of slaves, and she had gone far outside of what she was allowed to do. So, when the public found out about it, they became
Stone
a
her to
citizen
death.
mob. They became a citizen mob that demolished and destroyed everything that they could that was owned by the Lawleries.
Good.
Hang on.
I've heard a lot of slave owners that treat their slaves bad, like beat them. I mean, I've heard some getting raped even and stuff like that, but I mean, to legit keep them hostage in your house for whatever fucking reason like that, more, I mean, how many does she have up there?
They found seven up in
And
that
that's on
quarter.
top of the 12 that had died. in the
And the
last
one that
4 years.
was chained. Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. People aren't like noticing this. Like, oh.
They didn't really regulate it back then, I don't think.
That's awful. If you have at any point been okay with slaves, oh, I
No.
do wish havoc on you. That's awful. That's just awful.
So they mobbed the house and the cops were called to control the situation. But by the time that they got there and got it under control, there was nothing left but basically the walls of the home. Everything else had been destroyed.
Good.
So this is the part that I didn't understand by the local government. The slaves were taken from Madame Lawlery, and they were put downtown in the jail for viewing. So anybody that wanted to could come and see them and see how badly they had been treated.
So they put them up on display?
Pretty much, but they didn't say anything that I could find about them being treated for their injuries. They just wanted
Okay,
people to
because
know.
that's even, I mean, that's not even worse, but like that's almost kind of even worse, you know? Is that okay?
Right. I didn't see anything about them being taken care of after Madame Lawlery had them taken away.
Medical attention, some gourmet fucking meals on a gold platter, nothing.
Nope. Because they were still looked at as slaves, just slaves that had been mutilated
Been
beyond what.
tortured.
Yeah.
When you say that this was a trigger torture warning, this is not what I was expecting at all.
It might get a little worse.
I'm so angry right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Continuing.
So. Do-do-do-do-do. Where am I? Okay, so it was more convincing people of the crimes that she committed on them. After the home had been destroyed, the police investigated and found countless bodies buried in the backyard. So it was even more on top of the 12.
Oh my gosh.
Some were still
Hell.
intact, while others found the same fate as those that were still living. And excuse me, in the weeks after the fire, of the seven that were taken away, two of them ended up dying of their injuries, which is part of why I don't think that they were taken care of medically, because they still died. I mean, they may have still died, but probably less of a chance
I'm sure none of them
if they
wanted
had been
to
taken care of
continue on
medically.
with life because they would have continued on to be slaves. So who's to say that they wouldn't have continued to endure maybe not that bad of torture, but some type of torture. I mean, that was very common for slave owners back in the day.
Right.
I don't blame that 70-year-old. How awful.
Yeah, for trying to die by suicide.
Yeah.
All right. So after the fire, Madame Lawlery's life is not well documented. I did find one article that said while the mob was attacking her home, she fled to Alabama, and then from there she went to Paris.
What a
So she was banned from owning slaves in New Orleans ever again, but was never prosecuted. Like, couldn't find anywhere that they went after her, that they sent her to jail, like anything like that happened.
That
It
mob
was,
sure just trampled her ass too.
I think she saw them and got away because she knew that they were coming to ruin her house
I would
and to
have
get the
fucking ruined
slaves,
her.
but
Oh, jeez.
yeah. So after moving to Paris, it's unknown really how she died. One of the things that I saw was that she died in a boar hunting accident. But even then,
What?
they're, yeah, I don't, they're unsure of her gravesite. There's two different ones in Paris that could be hers. It could be her final resting place, but they have different dates of death on them. So
She doesn't
nobody's really
deserve to
sure what happened
rest.
to her after that. At one point, she did want to come back to New Orleans, and her kids convinced her not to, because I'm sure they would know the fate that
Yeah.
happened.
So, I mean, did her kids
So
know what she was doing throughout all of this? I mean,
I
obviously
didn't
her
see anything
husband
about
knew.
that, because the two kids lived there. Two of
Yeah.
the five lived
I mean,
there.
how old were they at those times.
They would have been like in their 20s, I think.
So
Like late
they
teens, early
must have
20s.
known.
Early enough to know better if they did know.
I was gonna say, like in my head, I'm trying to think of like when you're little, like you know something's up, but like you're still kind of not really fully aware of things that are okay and not okay, so you kind of question it. So I mean, obviously
Yeah.
they would have seen mom and dad do something scheming like that and question it, but then who did they ask? Hey, so I saw my mom doing this the other day. Is that okay? Like, let me
But she
tell
kept
someone.
that area of the house locked.
Yeah,
She
so
kept the space all locked up.
I would have been questioning it even more. I mean, tell me that if your mom tells you you cannot go in this closet for nothing, nothing in the entire world, you cannot go in there. What's the number one thing you want to do? You want to go in that fucking room. I can't imagine that these two
Yeah.
kids that were living there didn't have any suspicion that something sketchy was going on behind that door and did not have any type of inkling that the slaves that their mom and dad had working for them were being tortured or worse, you know? I mean, she was killing them for whatever, however she was doing it. There was already 12 that had died, had a bunch of them locked up, and a shit ton more buried in their backyard. Tell me that those two kids didn't know shit was going on. So they're just as
But they
guilty
may
as
have
mom
been
and dad.
raised
That's not
that it
okay.
was okay.
But
Like
then still
that's just how you treat slaves.
to convince your mom to not come back, knowing that there's somebody out there in Louisiana that probably wants to have your mom. Like, that's not okay. You're
Yeah.
like protecting her at that point. That's not okay. Oh, that drives me
Yeah.
bonkers. Oh. Apparently, I don't really do well with the whole slave conversation. So,
Yeah. Okay, so to answer your earlier question, after the building was torn apart, it was then rebuilt in 1838, and it's the
rebuilt
building
or
that's
re,
they rebuilt
rebuilt.
it exactly the same that it was back then,
Okay.
and then they ended up adding a third story to it. So when she lived there, it was only two stories, and then when they rebuilt this, they added on a third story.
So is somebody
And
living
then,
there?
well, over the years, it's been used as a library, a music conservatory, an apartment building, a bar, a furniture store, and several other things. So it's changed a lot throughout the years.
Okay, and has anyone said anything about like eerie spirits or anything? I mean, there's no way that nothing has happened in, at this place. Oh my gosh, a library where kids, where people, innocent people are going in there? Oh.
It's not technically the same building. They rebuilt the building.
But it was the same property. There's people buried there. Oh my gosh. And I'm not saying that, I mean, these spirits are really hurting anyone, or it's not like a haunted like that, but I mean, you'd have to feel some type of something to be know that this happened there and walk up in there all willy-nilly, like
Okay, so here's some of the folklore that's gonna twist your guts a bit of how she tortured her slaves. So
Oh, Jesus.
take a deep breath. It was said that she had a sadistic appetite, obviously. She would chain up male slaves and gouge their eyes out, rip their fingernails out until they were bleeding and puffy. Some of their joints skinned and without medical attention would fester. She would make giant holes in their behinds. She would leave their ears hanging by shreds. Some of them she would sew their lips shut so they couldn't eat at all or
Truly,
drink.
that's awful.
Some she would pull out their intestines and wrap them around their naked waists. Some she made holes in their heads down to their brains, where she would stick a stick in there and stir their brains around.
Dude, that is so sad.
And then these are the two that they talk about when they do ghost walks through this area. The first one is the human caterpillar.
Oh,
This slave had her arms amputated and her skin peeled off in a pattern that made her look like a caterpillar. And the only way she could get around was to wiggle and squirm like a caterpillar. And the second is the human crab. She broke and reset all of her limbs at odd angles to resemble a crab and how they would walk.
Dude, that is awful.
So we will never know how many victims Madame Lawlery had in total. Some say it's over 100. But that's not any supported by any knowledge that we have. And unfortunately, she'll never be punished for the crimes and the victims that died because of her cruelty. And she's known as one of the most brutal women in history.
There's definitely a good place in hell for her.
So
Well, it took you 13
that's
episodes
my
to get
story.
me to tears. Thank you.
Sorry.
Dude, that was awful. And I'm assuming you probably didn't get the names of any of the slaves.
No, they didn't have them listed.
No.
They
That
just
is
had
so
the family
sad.
members listed. And then apparently, American Horror Stories, The Coven,
Right.
is based on this lady. And there was like a 5-minute clip I found on YouTube that I started watching. I made it a minute and 12 seconds. And I had to stop watching. It was so bad. I couldn't
Yep, nope.
do it. It was, if I was just watching that series and I didn't know the backstory, then I might be able to make it through. But knowing where these parts came from, it was bad. And oh, what is that one movie where the actress takes the guy out into the woods and then like continually breaks his legs, and he's a book writer.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's that same lady. You know, on the Titanic, she's the older lady that travels alone. That actress, she's the same one that plays these two. Let me see who it is. I think you'll know her as soon as I say it, I feel like. Didn't mean to make you cry.
No, that was awful. I've always had really, I don't know. I almost feel, I don't want to say guilty, but I just have like just so, I don't even know how to put it in words.
Like a soft spot.
Yeah, first the whole slave thing. I tried talking to Jesse about it a couple of times. I just can't do it. Anytime anyone even starts to talk about it, I'm just instantly in tears. Like I just feel so bad for those folks. Can't.
Oh, Kathy Bates.
Oh, okay. And it's one of her movies that she breaks some dude's legs. What?
Yeah, it's really old, but in American Horror Stories, she plays Madame Lawlery.
I mean, I don't want to watch it, but I
I
kind of
wonder.
want to watch it, but I don't want to.
I remember watching that movie a long time ago, and it was really Misery. It's called Misery. It came out in 1990.
No, it's a Stephen King one, huh? Based on, I've never heard of that one. I'll have to look into it. Maybe Vicky's heard of that one. Well, I will definitely take a look at maybe that one. But oh man.
I mean, that one's pretty bad too. You
Is it
might need a
okay?
drink during
No.
that one, but not
Maybe
as
I'll
bad
have
as this
Vicky
one.
watch it first and then she can let me know if I can handle it.
There you go. Because it's been years since I've watched it.
Okay.
But I don't
Well.
think, maybe when I can drink, I'll go back and see if I can watch the American Horror Stories episode of this one. But just that minute and whatever it was, 12 or 17 seconds, made my stomach turn so bad. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that
I
sounds
tried
horrible.
and I couldn't. Made me
Well,
want to throw up so badly.
needless to say, those of you that have had families that have been slaves and or even in awful situations like that, we are very sorry that you and your family have had to go through any of that. And we do not wish that upon anyone, except for, I mean, if everyone could just, take an extra jab at her in hell, that Madam, whatever her fucking name
Right.
is, go for it.
Madame Lawlery.
Oh, yeah, that
Yeah.
was a gnarly one.
So, if that gives you any idea of how, maybe we'll do a fun spooky. I'll do a fun spooky one next week for Halloween.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change
'Cause
mine
this
now.
was pretty. This was
Oh
too much for
man.
you.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Good, a lot of good detail, a lot of good information, but just for me, that was just apparently a very touchy one.
Yeah, that one was probably the worst one I've ever covered and probably will be for a long time.
Yeah. I understand how you feel with all of my cannibalism episodes that I had in the very beginning.
Yeah, at least nobody got eaten in this one.
Yeah, gee, oh.
At least the
Yeah.
cannibalism ones, they're dead.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotta give them that. But that's our episode for this week, guys. If you're of drinking age, you could probably use one right now. Go have
Yes.
one.
And I
Unless
will
you're at
join
work
you
or
on that.
driving.
Yeah, we do not condone that.
But that's our episode this week. Go rate, review, subscribe us. Subscribe to us, not subscribe us. And we can't wait to see all of your Halloween outfits.
Yes, send
So
them our
send them
way. That
our
would be
way.
fun. And let us know when you are sending them our way. If you are okay with us posting them on our social media, we'll probably come up with some type of post to put on for that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Well,
Maybe
awesome.
we'll
Well,
have a contest.
ooh, that sounds
And
fun.
bonus
Yes,
points
yes.
if you have your animal dressed up with you.
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely send all of those doggy pics our way.
Doggies, kitties, I don't know, hamsters, whatever you got. Chinchillas. I would love to see a chinchilla dressed up.
That would be fun.
All right, well, that's it for this week,
Awesome.
guys. We
We'll
will
see you
see
guys
you
later.
on Halloween.
Bye.
Bye.